Okay, Kevin, congratulations. Good to get up and running with a good victory tonight.
Yeah, and it was like last week, and there were some really good moments in the game and some poor moments in the game. Tonight I thought we patched more good moments together, and again there's a lot of players trying to settle into the squad and settle into the Donegal and Balbo Fae, to be fair. So a lot of them are settling, they're settling quick, because any day you beat UCD is a really good day, because you can see they're a dangerous team. Like, they're technically gifted all over the pitch. And I don't know the stats, but I don't know when the last time Fanarps beat UCD. It's been a while, because they've been so good over the last number of years. So any 3 points you get in this league is always hard fought. And as I was saying to you in the press conference, I think this year is going to be much closer than any other league. And even looking at the results tonight again, people going away from home and beating teams again that are not expected to beat them. So I think the gap is really, really tight, and you're going to get results all over the country throughout this season. But we take the 3 points and we move on, because we know how hard it is to get 3 points.
Yeah, and you're going to be using your squad, I would imagine, over this. It's always a long and relentless season, Kevin. You made 4 changes tonight. I thought those changes worked well for you. The players that came in certainly made an impact. Max Hutchinson and Shawnee Bradley, both involved in the first goal, and both had a big contribution over the 90.
Yeah, and that's credit to our staff as well, with the fitness of the boys that are not playing, and they're topping up and everything they do. So they need to stay on their toes, they need to stay hungry, and they're rewarded tonight with that performance. And they rewarded us, the staff, back again for trusting them. But you're right, we have a squad of 20, 23 players, including the academy graduates, and we'll use them as we see fit. Obviously the pitch is really, really heavy, and you could see people were dead on their feet in the last couple of minutes, and then when the board went up for 9 minutes, I think that kind of deflated a few of the boys, you know, but we held out, and thankfully we got the 3 points.
Yeah, but even in the difficult conditions, both sides, they served up a good game, Kevin. Both teams working hard, and there was plenty of excitement, I suppose, towards the end. It was excitement you could have done without, because UCD got themselves back into the game with that late goal, but fair play to Harps that they were comfortably held out.
Yeah, I'm glad you were excited. I wasn't excited for that, especially for the last 10 or 12 minutes, because I know they can just turn it on a flash, the way they pass the ball and into the wee pockets, and some of the players they have, they just play with no fear, because that's kind of like a college football. They're told to go out and play, and that can be dangerous in itself, you know. But yeah, as it says, 3 points, we take it, we move on. But we've already been speaking about Cove already, and how we use the squad, and you can see there behind you the boys doing the extra runs and stuff, and we need that. We need a togetherness, because we don't have a massive squad like other teams. We're not full time like other teams in the first division, so we needed togetherness, and yeah, that has helped us across the line today.
Okay, well done, Kevin.
Thank you.